Emotions spilling into the streets. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Protests continuing today over the landmark decision by the Supreme Court to overturn Roe v. Wade. Fox's Alexis McAdams in New York City with the latest.
In New York City, there were lots of protests that were planned just yesterday after that decision was made. Some protesters were actually arrested after they blocked streets because they were halting so much traffic. On Friday, a heavy police presence out in Los Angeles, thousands gathering there. The LAPD made a few arrests as those crowds continue to grow. Also in Chicago, lines of protesters there, pro-choice advocates pledging to fight back, as others say this is a big step in the right direction. Chicago police are now on standby, though, as more protests are planned throughout this weekend.
Those three major cities are also in states that will have no changes to their abortion laws. More details coming out about the man arrested after a shooting in Oslo that left two people dead and more than 20 others injured.
Norwegian authorities are calling this an act of terror. They say the suspect is an Islamist extremist with a history of violent episodes. Now, police have detained the suspect on suspicion of murder and terror charges. He is a 42-year-old Norwegian citizen of Iranian origin. The shooting took place in an area of central Oslo where there are many bars and clubs. The gunman opening fire at three separate locations, one a popular gay bar.
Fox's Kitty Logan in London. The European Union and Iran have agreed to resume negotiations in Vienna in the coming days over Tehran's tattered nuclear deal. Talks stalled for months while Iran enriches uranium closer than ever to weapons-grade levels under decreasing international oversight. And the last victim of the mass school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, was laid to rest today. A funeral for 10-year-old Uzziah Garcia at Emmanuel Baptist Church in San Angelo. America is listening. Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
A confession is discovered in a notebook said to have belonged to Brian Laundrie, the ex-boyfriend and killer of Gabby Petito. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer reports.
Brian Laundrie's notebook claims he killed her in an act of mercy after she had an unexpected tragedy where she slipped and fell. So pages in a handwritten confession say he heard a splash and a scream from Gabby as they were trying to cross a stream. He said she was violently shaking and freezing cold with a bump on her head that kept getting bigger and says Gabby allegedly begged for an end to her pain. Eventually killing her, he wrote, "I ended her life. I thought it was merciful that it is what she wanted, but I see now all the mistakes I made. I panicked. I was in shock. But from that moment, I decided took her pain away."
The notebook was found next to his body near his home in Florida. He died after shooting himself in the head. Up to 40,000 Army National Guard troops, or about 13%, haven't yet gotten the mandated COVID-19 vaccine by Thursday's deadline. At least 14,000 have refused and face being forced out of service. Inflation's hitting all parts of our lives, even the very last one.
The funeral industry is trying to hold back rising costs for Americans at a time they need it the most. But insiders say it may not be able to hold down costs much longer. U.S. inflation soared 8.6% in May, but the cost of funeral services went up less than 3%. The head of the New Jersey State Funeral Directors Association tells Fox Business, even though it's a caring industry, it faces the same financial pressures as everyone else, so at some point prices must go up. The median price for a funeral last year was more than $7,800. And for many Americans, that's already a price too far. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.